Blog Talk Radio.
And just in case the wind
Hallelujah. My soul has been anchored by Mr. Douglas Miller this morning, and we thank God for good gospel music. We thank him for another Tuesday morning. Thank him for waking us up. Closing our right mind, we have the use and activities of our limbs. And I tell you, there's a lot going on today, a lot going on. And I thank God for the opportunity to, you know, get a chance to work with people and for people. Yeah, because it's a blessing if we're just obeying. Sometimes the flesh will show you, you know, what you got going on and what you need to do for you and this and the other thing. But we know that God will make a way and use us in his service to bless others. And that's what we want to do. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful unto the Lord that I know this for myself. Yeah, I'm grateful this morning. And so, again, I just thank him for all, for everything. Yeah, good, bad, and the ugly. Hallelujah. Because it's all yet working together. The bad and the ugly still working together for my good. Hallelujah. And so I'm all right. Amen goes right there. So look, we're going to one more song of the morning, and then we're going to pray the prayer of faith. I'm going to get the message for today started. I wanted to talk about the world a country can shut down, but we don't shut up. You know, I wanted to talk about his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. But the Lord is moving in another way. And so the way he's moving, I'm moving. Yeah. And listen, I'm going to request this morning prayer for the Brown family, and I'm going to think of another name in a few minutes. But I know y'all heard back a while back me talking about Miss Pye. And that was Sister Dee's mom. She used to come to the show. Matter of fact, that's Rose Brown's aunt, her mom's sister. And Miss Pye passed away on yesterday. And I tell you, I wanted to call Wick. I wanted to go around there because she called me yesterday. And I wanted to go around there, but I tell you, I got to get some strength on this thing. Yeah, Miss Pye was sweet as pie to me. And any time I went to see her, she was very, very happy to see me. And, you know, sometimes the enemy come in because he want to separate things. But nonetheless, God knows what's best for all of us. So I'm going to ask y'all to, Dixon, I think it is, to pray for that family for me. And Dee Dixon and Rose Brown, pray for their families that God will strengthen them in their hour of bereavement, yeah. And so, yeah, that kind of really, really kind of touched me a little bit, you know, because I used to go to the nursing home and see Miss Pye right here in Fleming Island. And whatever I would take her, she would always be so happy to get it, yeah. And be real, real happy to see me and happy to see Shantae come in and Wiki. Yeah, we would go together. And she would be happy to see us. And so I'm thankful unto the Lord for the little time I did get to spend with her. God is faithful. God is faithful. And I thank him today. Hallelujah. We're going to one more song. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer. And after morning prayer, then we'll go in with the word of the day. And I believe we're going to bring Reverend Leo Daniels back and take a listen to him this morning. Hallelujah. Let's do this quick one.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. It's so bad I thought I'd die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he's gonna step in and make it alright. Let's go, what we do it? Hey, you said you would. You'll fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't it do it? Ha, I ask it will. If anybody tell you something different, you gon' have to lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't it do it? Ha, you said you would. turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. So when it comes at your fast and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, 'cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. In the last time, in the last time, I know, I know, I know. Won't it go? Hey, hey, he said he would. Turned out it's only his grace. Won't you do it? You said you would. Oh, I trust him. If you believe that, he's gonna stand up and declare. He did it. He did it.
Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Won't he do it? Oh, yeah, he said he would. I trust him at all times. And so we thank God this morning for his word. Thank him for his spirit. Thank him for moving for us in spite of us. A lot of things we don't see that God is doing. He's always doing something for us. And like I said, many days we don't see what it is, but he's yet working on our behalf. So we're grateful unto him, and we're so thankful. So listen, we're going to morning prayer, and after morning prayer, we're coming back again today with Reverend Leo W. Daniels. I was saying W. Leo, but it's Leo W. Daniels. And what we're going to take a listen to today is what God can do with a little. What God can do with a little. That's what we're going to listen to. So I'll change the title in the studio later on this morning, but we're going with this one, and let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for all you've done for us already, great and mighty things. Father, you woke us up, closed in our right minds, with the use and activities of all our limbs. Father, we have life, health, and strength today, and we are grateful unto you. We may not have it all. We may not be able to do a lot of things we used to do, but, Lord, you yet allowed us to be here, and you give us some strength, and it's up to us to believe for our healing and to keep off of us what shouldn't be. You gave us the power. You gave us your word, and, Father, we trust you this morning. We thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And, Father, this morning we come before you with every call and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. And, Father, we ask today that you would bless these your people and move on their behalf today, O God, in the name of Jesus. You know what we're all standing in need of. And, Father, you supply need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Do it for us today, O God. Supply for us today. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask. Father, bless those that are sick among us. Father, we ask that you would heal this morning and set free. And, Lord, anything that's not of you, we bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell. And, Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer today for our sake. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We thank you. And, Father, we ask that you would bless those that are incarcerated, widowers and bereaved families this morning, intercessory prayer people, preachers preaching in the name of Jesus, and obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, those that went into every branch of the military this morning, oh God, we ask that you would bless them and their families. Father, bless the ones that went in and did not return the way that they went in. Bless today and their families. Bless children. Father, we ask that you would bless every Blog Talk host, teaching and preaching Jesus. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Father, continue to bless America and the leadership of America, our family and friends today, oh God. Bless as only you can do. You know what's best for us all today. And Father, it's by your power. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you for moving by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today, Father. We ask that you would feed us until we want no more of your word. Hallelujah. That, Lord, we may be strengthened through your word and walk upright before you daily. In the name of Jesus, we ask, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, yeah, I got a few minutes, so I have, before 7:30, I have one more quick request, and so after this request, then we're going right in with Reverend Leo W. Daniel, yeah, and what God can do with little, yeah, right after this request, let me go and find it right here. All right. Better days are coming. Hallelujah, Miss Leandria Johnson. Better days are coming. And I tell you, I believe just that. I'm banking on better days coming. Hallelujah. I'm not doing so bad right now myself because of this. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me beside the still water. There's so much in that, you know. So we don't have to really over-concern ourselves, but I know we get concerned about things, but if we'll trust him and keep the faith and keep moving, God have it all in control, all in control. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him today for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. So listen, we're going in this morning with Reverend Leo W. Daniels and what God can do with a little. What God can do with a little. So let's take a listen this morning.
Our message tonight is centered around the youth, the young people of today. It is a dedication, if you want to call it that. But I would like to call your attention to the sixth chapter, the book of St. John. We'll begin reading at the fifth verse, the book of St. John, the sixth chapter. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad here which has five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Notice this 14th verse. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is our truth, that prophet that should come into the world. On the behalf of the young people, the youth of today, and those who will pray with us, our message, what the Lord can do with a little. What the Lord can do with a little. We're living in a sick world. We're living in a hungry world. We're living in a world where some are saying that the youth or the young people are the order of the day. This world is hungry. And it's one thing about a hungry group of people. The solution, first of all, they need to eat. Jesus had a method, and he still has a method. Whatever situation confronted Jesus, he dealt with it in the proper manner. If Jesus met a sick man, he healed him. He took care of first things first.
Yeah. That's right.
If Jesus met a hungry man, he fed.
Well,
we want you to know tonight that we're living in a hungry world.
Yeah.
It's one thing about a man that works daily. Everybody understands that in order to get a full day's work out of that man, it is necessary that the man eat.
Yeah.
The employers understand that the employees have to eat.
Yes, yes.
Or in their working programs, they have scheduled lunch hours.
Yes. Yes.
And it's something about eating that makes the difference in giving a full day's work.
Yes.
Coming from the rural, I recall my father working on the farm, realized that the animals that he worked needed to eat.
Yeah.
It was something about the mules that would make them give a better day's work once they had to eat.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Our message tonight says what the Lord can do with a little.
Yes.
The Lord can take little things and make big things.
Yeah.
The Lord can take a little and do much with it.
Yeah.
The Lord can even go farther than that. The Lord can take nothing and make something out of it. The Lord can take nobody and make somebody.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
But I want you to notice one thing. Young people and everybody, I want you to notice one thing in the message tonight. I want you to notice that the Lord created everybody,
yes,
and he left everybody with something.
Yes.
I want you to pinpoint that.
Yes.
The Lord didn't leave anybody without having anything,
right,
or without having nothing.
Right.
Everybody the Lord made, he left them with something.
Yeah.
I want us to remember that.
Yeah.
We notice as we look at the text tonight, Jesus is the group of students.
Yeah.
And the way Jesus saw the problem, he fed.
Yeah.
And Jesus used his miraculous power.
Yeah.
The Lord is a miracle performing God.
Yes, sir.
And he is performing miracles today.
Yes.
But the question is, brother preacher, what is a miracle?
Yes.
A miracle is something that is beyond human understanding.
Yes.
You see, a human being cannot comprehend a miracle.
Well.
And that is exactly the way the Lord proves himself.
Yes.
You see, you cannot understand the Lord in a test tube.
Well,
you cannot understand the Lord in a laboratory.
Well,
the Lord is a miraculous Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
And we notice a miraculous Jesus during the time of our text is standing before a group of hungry people.
Yes.
And he asked one of his followers, Philip, said, Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat?
Yes.
Now, Jesus knew all the time what he was going to do.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the Lord just likes to see how we're thinking.
Yeah.
Philip said, Master, I just don't know because, you see, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient that all of these may eat. Now, we might be able to feed some of them, but I don't see how we can feed all of them.
Yeah.
But he was overlooking something. He was overlooking the fact that the Lord did leave something.
Yeah.
And that the Lord could take a little and do much with it.
Yeah.
And I want you to pinpoint another word here. This word, lesser.
Yeah.
Nobody. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was standing somewhere around that day, and we want to consider him as a lesser. Consider him, pinpoint this, as a lesser.
Yep.
And sometimes in our congregation, it takes the lesser to make other people understand.
Well,
sometimes it takes a nobody to make a somebody understand. This lesser here, no doubt, he had to hold up his hand to get permission to speak.
Yeah.
The message was not directed at him, but I can hear him say, "Master, you didn't ask me, but I want you to know that we do have a symptom of food here.
Well,
I don't know how we're going to feed all of the people, but I just want you to know that there is a symptom of food in the crowd."
Yeah.
He said, "There's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes."
Yeah.
I know this is not much, but I just want you to know that we do have something.
Yeah.
I stop by tonight to tell you that the Lord is still waiting on someone right now to admit that you do have something.
Yeah.
Oh, what the Lord could do if we would just only admit, "Lord, I know I don't have a new automobile. I know I don't have a new home, but I just want you to know I'm thankful that I do have something." And you see, if you will take that something that you have and put it into the hands of the Lord can do much with it. So therefore, young people, I don't think any young person or old person should bear in your mind that I'm in a certain group.
Well,
I'm in the minority group.
Well,
and I cannot compete with other groups.
Yes,
all you need to understand that the Lord did leave you with something.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I see too many people who feel sorry for themselves.
Well,
because of the color of my skin, I'm not able to do this. But if I could just get the Christians and all who will tonight to understand that the Lord gave you something. Isn't that right? But you not know, as we go farther into the message tonight, all down through history, we can look and see where the Lord has taken that something and has done much with it. You might remember the 3 Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Didn't have much. Didn't even have royal blood. But all of a sudden, they realized that they did have something. And the Lord blessed them for admitting that they had something. Isn't that right? Moses didn't have much. When he was standing at the Red Sea with a group of mumbling and grumbling people behind. But the Lord had to remind him that day that he did have a rod in his hand. Isn't that right? David, the little shepherd boy, didn't have much. But he realized that he did have something. He had a sling in one hand and God in his heart. And he believed that the Lord could take a little and do much with it. Not only in the Bible days, but the Lord is performing miracles right now. Some of you might recall a few years ago, as I go on to remind you that the Lord is still performing miracles. You might recall, I believe it was in Vietnam. A soldier was wounded over there. And it is said that they gave the soldier up for dead. The doctors had pronounced him dead. And they took he went off to be embalmed.
Thank God.
And while the embalmers were taking care of their job, somebody said that they discovered a symptom of life.
Yeah.
They called back, and definitely they wanted an explanation.
Well,
usually, when that many doctors pronounce someone dead,
well,
he's dead anyhow.
Yeah.
But the officers wanted an explanation. And the only explanation they could give, they said, well, you know, traveling over the rough roads, the body was shaken to the extent that the heart started back to beat. But I told you a few moments ago to pinpoint that lesson.
There's
always a lesson on the scene. It was a young soldier there that day that we have to consider as a lesson. He didn't have no bars on his shoulder. Did not have many stripes on his sleeve. But he realized that day that he did have something. And an article came out in a newspaper. Some of y'all might remember it. He said, I don't care what the doctors said. Said a group of friends and myself prayed for my friend who was wounded all night long. And I'm going to have to say that the Lord raised him up. Did you not know the Lord is still able to raise the dead? Isn't that right? And I believe if all of us here tonight would only look back over our past lives, we too can recall where the Lord has taken a little and done much with it. We too can recall where the Lord has performed a miracle for us. Is that right? You know, I'm glad tonight that the Lord has enabled me to remember how he has blessed me. When I was lying down on my bed of affliction, it was nobody but the Lord who gave me back my strength. When the doctors couldn't do me no good, the Lord gave me back my strength. Is that right? And I never will forget when we were back home in school. I recall the elementary school days. And I told you to pinpoint a lesson. It was a young man in school where I came up. He was always considered as a laughing stock. This young man kept a testament in his pocket every day. And he was considered as a slow learner. And other boys and girls would make fun of him. I recall when we would go out for play periods, this young man was so slow until he had to stay in to try to keep up. His mother was the only one available to support him. She would do day's work while he was trying to go to school. But every day he would read from a little boy, he would read this testament. And I never will forget doing the junior and senior prom. He did not have the right garment to wear, but he always remembered that he did have the testament in his pocket. And I recall also once we had graduated from high school went on off to college trying to further our education. This young man did not have a suitcase or a proper bag to carry his clothes in. He walked on the college campus that day with an old white bag. He was not able to go home during the holidays. He would stay on the campus and work all day long. You know, out of the 4 years young man was there on the college campus.
Yeah.
The Lord did bless him.
Yeah.
He was an honor student.
Yeah.
And I was back through there the other day, and the same school has already given him a job and planned for him to go off to do graduate work.
But
as I look back and call upon some of those boys and girls who came up with him, some of them have lost their lives, and some of them have already gone to the penitentiary, and some of them have already become dope addicts. But here's a young man that understood that the Lord gave him something. Oh, Lord, here's a young man that understood that the Lord didn't leave him in the world without giving him something. And he took that something that he had and put it into the hand of the Lord. And the Lord did bless him.
Yeah!
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Mr. Leo W. Daniels, what God can do with little, with a little. He can make a little a whole lot. Yeah. I heard him talking about the young man who was in the slow classes. Oh, but at the end of it, God turned everything around. Yeah. I've seen people with disabilities from birth. And they said that the child wouldn't do this and be able to do that. But when God got through, they were in better shape than the ones who did the diagnose on them. Oh, yeah. God is able if we'll but trust him today. And I know, you know, we hear a lot about the government shut down and we're hearing this and that. And even Christian folks making jokes against those that's doing wrong and those that appear not to know what they're doing, but this not the hour for foolishness. This not the hour for wittedness, to show people how witty you can be. This is not that hour. This is the hour of prayer. Listen, I'm seeing some things. I'm 62 years old, and I am seeing things I never saw in my entire life. I'm saying of the human race. I'm saying in people in leadership. I'm saying concerning things that you would never think would be out of place like this because people are thinking with their right minds. But that's not the case today. Uh-uh. Folk acting as if it's my thing. I do what I want to do. But there's a God who made the heavens and the earth. There's a God that said this in his word. The earth is mine. Yeah, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. What that means is everything and everybody belong to God. Then he's the God that have all power. He's a God that can do whatever he decides to do. But when it comes to his people, when it comes to his children, he only decides to do good for us. Yeah. He only decides to make things better for us. He won't withhold no good thing from us. That's what his word says. Because he only wants the best for us. But many times we don't want the best for ourselves. Because we want what the devil got. We want what the world got. We don't want what God has for us. Because he only has good. And because it don't move your flesh, you don't want it. We're always looking for something to stir up this flesh. And there's no good thing in our flesh. Nothing, nothing, nothing. That flesh will get you in trouble because the flesh will tell you things that are against God. And when the devil sees you going to bow down to your flesh, of course he'll come in and help you out. He'll come in and make it just as evil as he can make it for you. And your flesh just going along having a good time, not realizing the end and result of it. His word also says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through his son, Christ Jesus. So now if we want to die, keep doing wrong, keep sinning. Because, see, if we know it's wrong and we're doing it, it's no longer just wrong, it's a sin. Now that's what his word said. That's not Barbara chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. No, that's according to the word of God, what he inspired man to write, to keep us safe, to keep us in a place where we're always blessed. Yeah, I feel so wonderful. And I know people say, well, she's 62. She shouldn't be in the club. Yeah, she's 62. She shouldn't do this and that. But even if I was 22, I shouldn't be in the club. Yeah, if I was 22, I should be doing this and that. That's a sin against Almighty God, who have all the power. Yeah, we want to get it right with him daily. We want to walk according to his word daily, because he's the God that can take little and make much. Yeah, he's the God that can turn any situation that's coming your way around. And believe me, you're going to need some things turned around in this walk with him. Yeah, because every time you turn around, if it's not one thing, then it's another. If it's not this, it's going to be that. Yeah, because we're constantly going through trials. We're constantly living in a place where it's not perfect. This is why we're striving for perfection. We're striving to become perfect. We're striving to get in a place where everything will be perfect one day. And the only way it's going to be perfect is if we prepare to go back with him when he comes, because that's the only perfect place there is, and that's heaven. Yeah. And so this is what we want to work on daily. And I'm not telling you anything that I don't know that I work on daily. Yeah, what I tell you, I got to do it too. Yeah, I can't tell you and I'm not doing it. That's a hypocrite. So daily we have to work at getting right with God, because many things are going to come our way. I heard people say, ooh, they almost made me cuss. Yeah, because that old man is always wanting to come up. The old man, that what you used to be, always want to come back around and have some type of influence, have some type of control. Yeah, if you was a hell raising always want to come back. Sometimes it's for no reason. Somebody just said something that wasn't even that bad to you, and you just want a hell raise, because the spirit of hell raising want to raise back up from the dead. So we have to keep this flesh under subjection. And the best way I know to keep it is through prayer, fasting, and staying in the word of God. And keep your mind on him, because he's going to keep you in perfect peace over and over and over again. Yeah, because I'm telling you, that devil wants to use your flesh. He wants to use you. He wants to see what he can get you to do. Yeah, listen, I'm working with quite a few people right now, and I see some things that, when I tell you, he has tried them, and they allowed themselves to fall into the trial of the devil. And when they woke up, now going in, they was having a good time. I want you to understand. They was weed smoking, had house parties where they weed smoked, had their friends over. This one person, he wanted a younger woman, so he got him a younger woman, and they just balled out of control. But when it ended up, it ended up she losing everything, and he ended up in trouble. He had to go away because he allowed his flesh. I'm talking about a preacher. He allowed his flesh to come in and dictate to him, and he followed what the flesh said. And then when the devil stepped in with the flesh to help the flesh to go further, he followed that pattern too. He followed the trial of the devil. Ended up losing everything. Children, wife, the new young girl, the wife, money, job, everything gone. And guess what? Have nobody, because all of them that he parted with, they're no longer around. He didn't even really think on his family. He figured, you know, I'm in this by myself, you know, and my family, they lame, you know, they don't want to smoke weed and, you know, have a little drink and things, so I got to do my thing by myself, me and my wife. But when trouble came, that's who he called in, and that's who he depended on, family. While he was doing wrong, making money wrong, he never offered family anything. And real friends, I say that. Because, see, real friends didn't go in with him. Real friends tried to get him to see, man, you leaving God? Man, you was a great preacher. God gave you a great gift, and you couldn't see it. That flesh was ruling and reigning. And that flesh made him feel better, so he went with the feel better. But how many times, or I should say how many know that it may feel good to you, but it's not good for you? And this is why a lot of people really don't want to come to God. They don't believe that it's fun in living right. They think it's lame and boring. But I promise you, he'll give you the heart to go with your new life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. God can take a little and make it much. God can take a little and put you on top. He can take the little that you're doing and put you in rich places, in high places, right here on the earth. Yeah. Everybody that became rich didn't start off rich. I've read stories where people started off with $3. Yeah. Some people started off with zero. They had to go borrow to get their thing going. And once they got it going, they kept it going, and they became millionaires over it. So God can take little. And the reason I use millionaire, because most people can relate to that, and they can relate to money. They can relate to things on the earth and in the earth that people consider high ranking. Your high things, big items, that they can relate to that. The Mercedes, the BMW, see, they can relate to all this stuff. The house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy and all of the fur coats, the diamond rings, you know. They can relate to this. All the expensive weave and all this stuff. Yeah, the certain kind of TVs and games and all, they can relate to that. But see, what I call highfalutin is when I can go with God from 1993 to 2019. That's highfalutin to me. If you've been in God a while and you continue to strive for perfection and you continue to walk upright before him, that's a big item to me. Because it takes something to get something. And we constantly got to give God something to work with. Yeah, I have to give him my wrong desires. I have to let him go. My wrong thoughts, my wrong speakings, my wrong feelings. I have to let it go so that he can come in and do something about it. Because he's going to lead and guide me in the right path for his name's sake. If I follow his words, his instructions in the Bible, the only thing that's going to do is keep me safe. And if I have to be bored to stay safe, bore me, Lord. If I have to turn the TV off to stay safe, let me turn it off. And if anybody know anything about a drug abuser, even sometimes an alcoholic, as they call them, these people, they have no sense of direction or boundaries. They have no sense of boundaries. Because of this, the drug abuser will let the drug addiction kill him or her. Same thing with the alcoholic. Brother Lou and I was talking earlier about the homeless, and it's freezing everywhere. It's cold and all of this. Many won't come in, and I was sharing with him because of their addiction or because of mental health. But that addiction will allow many to get killed. They will go and get drugs on sale, knowing if they don't have the money to pay the drug man, he will kill them. Yet they do it, no sense of boundaries. They let that flesh just rule and reign and just get out of control. I've seen people when it comes, women when it comes to a man, they can't let go. Let go. Girl, I love him. I'm not letting him go. Let her go. Man, I love her. I'm not letting her go. She feel good to you, but she's not good for you. And anybody that you can't marry, you shouldn't be with. I can't see people being together 5 years and never married. What is that? The both of you are just users. Because you have no ties to the law, and really you have no ties to God. Because he don't honor shacking up. He honor marriage. He honor real commitment. And when you commit, you mean to go all the way through until death do you part. Sometimes people looking for a reason to get out. Well, they cheated on me. I can divorce them. God believe in endurance. He believe in carrying that thing until the end. He believe in you showing him that you have a forgiving heart. And that don't mean you can keep throwing it back up in the person's face when you get upset with them. You got to bury that and act as if it never happened. Well, if you really bury it, it will be as if it never happened. Because God can take little and make much. He can take your little bit of unforgiveness and bless you with a whole world of things you never thought about. He can take your little bit of unforgiveness. Your forgiveness. He can take your little bit of forgiveness and put you in a place where you never thought you would be. Because in 2019, so many people are striving to get into big places. They're striving to be able to stand up on their own 2 feet and take care of their own households and everything that come along with it. They striving to give their children better education, a better this, a better that. Yeah, I want to strive to give my grandchildren a better God, a better Bible, a better understanding of God's word so that they can apply it to their everyday life. But we are people that we're seeking stuff and things. And there's nothing wrong with stuff and things if we have the right motive. And some of us, we need a place to live. We need a roof over our head. We need electric, water, food, clothes, heat, air, we need these things, transportation, and God have no problem. But I don't want to make that my whole world. I want to make working unto him and obeying him my whole everything. Because if I'm doing that, then he's going to always bless me. Yeah, I never have to worry because no matter what come my way, he's coming in and fix it. I don't have to lift a finger. All I have to do is lift my tongue and begin to tell him and then begin to praise him. Walk in patience. Walk in faith and trust in him. Everything, I tell you, is going to be all right. So if you have little, just know that God can make it much. And if you want it to be much more, tell him you want it to be much more. God, I want it to be more than this. Some people pray for a humongous congregation. I pray for one place where I could go in one room and teach. I don't need all of that. Because if you come in and it's chairs, comfortable chairs for you to sit in, some people may sit on the floor because they're flexible in their body like that. And they don't have to dress up in all of that. Just come in in your jeans, your T-shirt, or whatever you got on, plain dress, you know, whatever. And we sit around and talk about the goodness of the Lord, and we look in his word to find his promises concerning us. We look in there to find his statutes, his rules and regulations that we are to follow daily. I don't need 30,000 people to do that. I pray that 30 billion do it, 30 trillion, 30 infinity does it unto Almighty God. But if he give me three, That's a little, but he can do much with three people. He took two people the weekend and did a humongous birthday party for my oldest brother. I never knew it was going to go like that. He used my niece to hire a decorator. She was like a wedding, you know, planning woman, decorating person. When I tell you, this woman come in and just turned it out. Yeah, turned it out in the decoration. And she said she had met my brother, and every time she saw him, he was a man of class to her. He was always well-dressed. She said she only saw him in jeans maybe one time. So she put the tuxedo up. He loved hats, so she put a hat on every table and just decorated, took little and made much by faith and what's in our hearts, my niece and I. And I didn't need to go around telling everybody, yeah, I did this and I did that. And I put her up. I told them what she did. Little is much. And I'm going to be rewarded because I want it to be a blessing. Yeah. I want it to be a blessing. And God used me to be one. He took it beyond what I thought it would be. I had no clue. Little turned it into much, and he will do the same with you. He'll turn your little into much, and we don't want to just focus on that, you know. Well, Lord, I don't have but a little bit. When you going to turn it to much, God? We don't want to be there. We want to ask him for it and walk away, because that's the hindrance with a lot of us, because once we pray about it, we keep dilly-dallying it with it. We just keep bothering it and just keep going back with it and just keep worrying about it, daydreaming on it. Now, we went out, Sister Linda and Brother Lua, but I'm coming right back because, let me see, did we? Oh, no, we didn't. We good. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we good because I caught it just in time. I thought we had gone out in the chat. But, yeah, that's what we want to do. Give him our all. Go to him for our all. Let him know what we want and have the right motives behind it, because little is much with God. And we don't want to be users like people. We don't want to treat God the way we treat people that we're trying to use and get something out of them. We want to love him because he's lovable. We want to love him because he first loved us. We want to walk according to his word because it's right to do right. And his word will keep us safe. I promise you his word will keep us safe. I heard the woman Juanita Bynum preach on no more sheets, teach on no more sheets. I listened to it, I think it was like two episodes, if I'm not mistaken. This been years ago, and it blessed me. But before Juanita brought that message forth and I was able to hear it, he said in his word, don't let fornication be once named among you. I came out of fornicating. So guess what? That kept me safe from AIDS in that way, in a sexual way. All sexual-related diseases, that kept me safe because I wasn't doing what it took to get that. Now, I can't say I couldn't have contracted AIDS from blood or something like that, transfusion, if I ever had to have one. But God even kept me safe in that and kept me healthy. But when we follow the instructions of the word of God, I promise it's going to keep you safe. It may be boring to you, but you will be safe. You will live and not die. Because many, I have funeralized, many did the eulogy. I prayed the prayer, I comfort the family, I've been there from the beginning to the end of the program, as they call it, and I've called the people that they wanted on the program. I've been to the funeral home to make the arrangements, because had they stayed in the word, they would have been safe. But they refused to choose the word of God. They wanted to choose something else, and whatever they choose, it brought them tragedy. So I can't stress that enough. If we follow the instructions of the word of God, it will keep us safe in many cases. Do you know the word will let you know what time to go to bed and what time to get up? The word of God. He's got everything covered for us. You know, but it made me want to go over and look at 1 Peter, I think it is. It might be 2 Peter. And he talks about it over in there, you know, that if we follow the instructions, in other words of the Lord, we're going to be saved. And I know for myself, I'm telling you again, it has worked for me. It has blessed me, the word of God, year after year after year after year. Some scriptures I have not read in years. But at certain situations and certain times, those scriptures come up in my spirit. Yeah. Why? David said this, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. If that word is in you, it'll come up out of you. That's why I try not to study when, you know, I'm asked to come in and speak somewhere. I go in prayer that God, you would use me in your service to be a blessing unto your people. Take the little that I have and increase it for the sake of your people. And he'll do just that. You may have $10, but you need $1,000. God will stretch that $10 and turn it around and show you what to do with $10 that it can become much so that you can serve many. Because he's always wanting us to keep the faith in him. He's always wanting us to trust him. He alone is worthy, I promise you today. Just God alone. His son, Jesus alone, is worthy. Hallelujah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Listen, the studio is open. It's okay, all right, I got you right there. Good morning, area code 347, first three, number 720. God bless you. How are you? Can you hear me? I'm looking at that number. Area code 347, first three, number 720. Okay, maybe they changed their mind. We're moving right along, no problem. Or maybe they forgot or something that they, you know, had pressed the number one. All right. If you can hear me and you was intending to talk, just hang up and call back and press that one again. That way I'll know, you know, that you were intending to talk. So listen, I'm going to one more this morning. And I thank God today. Listen, we're going to this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Worry ahead. Worry ahead. Worry ahead. Worry ahead.
I am a warrior, Christian warrior, with the weapon in my right hand. I am a warrior, Christian warrior, with the weapon in my right hand.
Hurry up.
man, me nah back down, me nah back down, me nah back down. Satan kingdom must come down, it must come down. Go like I said, it a go far to the ground, far to the ground. Warrior, hey, warrior, oh, warrior, hey, warrior, oh. All of the Christians, them man.
I was just listening.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm so sorry. Your light come on in the studio. I thought you had pressed that number one, and I wanted to say something. God bless you. I'm sorry. I just saw the light on, and usually when the light come on, that means the person has something they would like to say. Okay, all right. Is there anyone else? I have one more request, and I will play this last request. And after this, if no one have anything they would like to say, then I will pray us out this morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Yeah. Let me play this one.
Get so high sometimes. I know the valley seems so wide. It seems this journey, it will never end. And you keep asking the question, God, why? Get so rocky at times. I know the heartaches are severe. It seems like life will never change its tide. But there's an answer to all of life's cares. Stay with God. I know the way you feel says give up now. I know you feel you can't hold on. You're not the only one who is carrying your load. Remember he said, you cast all your cares on him. I know you cry and tell everyone you meet, because you feel that word is a pain. But if you just believe your life is in God's hand, then today
about what some person is talking about. I'm a fool. Yeah. The devil have made a fool out of me. My flesh have made a fool out of me because I can't hear what other people saying. I got to stay with God. Yeah. I got to do what he would have me to do, because whatever I stand in need of, he supplies. Hallelujah. As long as I can trust him and keep the faith and wait on him, have the patience, yeah, he's going to do. Some things he move quick. You move quick on them. And other things, it take a while. There's some things haven't even manifested itself yet. It does not mean it's not coming. Yeah, it just takes some time. And I can't go to God, why, Lord? why that's taking so long, Lord. No, I don't want to do that. I want to have the patience to wait on him because I know he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He will be with me until the end. Hallelujah. And amen goes right there. I'm grateful unto Almighty God. I appreciate him. I love him today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because he first loved me. Had he not loved me, I wouldn't know about love. Yeah. So I'm so thankful unto the Lord. And I'm blessed and I feel blessed. And I mean, I have everything that I want. But it's all in his timing. And if it will work together for my good, he's doing it. If it's not going to work for my good, I can cry. I can fast. I can tell him about it every day. He's not budging on it. Because all things must work together for my good. Yeah. And if I'm walking upright before him and obeying his word, staying with his rules and regulations, following them, then he won't withhold no good thing from me. If it's good for me, he's going to give it to me. Yeah. And so I'm good right there. Not always in my timing. Yeah. But in his timing. Because he's going to keep me safe. Yeah. He's going to keep me. And so sometimes it means not giving me what I think I want. Anybody ever prayed for something and when you got it, you was like, Lord, this really wasn't. It wasn't what I wanted. I asked for it, Lord. At the time, I thought this was what I wanted, but Lord, this is not what I want. Yeah. But he'll give your heart's desire. That's why we be careful what we pray for, because he hear every word, yeah, and he'll come in and bless us. So listen, no one else have anything else they would like to say, then I will pray us out. Yeah. All right, let's pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done today. Thank you for your word. For, Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. And we thank you today that, Father, you made it available to us. It's our choice whether or not we choose to live right or to live wrong. It's our choice to follow your word, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways. It's our choice today to prepare to go back with you when you come. Help us in our choices to make the right choice with you today. And Father, we ask this day, January 29, 2019, that Father, you would help us to keep our minds on you. You would keep us in perfect peace. Lord, you won't let us stress. You won't let us heart attack or stroke and all of this stuff if we'll keep our mind on you. Because whatever come our way, as we keep our mind on you, we know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. Father, today we look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. You made the heavens and the earth. Today, Father, help us to remember and strengthen us in it. That God, we can see that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. For, Father, we're more than conquerors through your Son, Christ Jesus, that loves us. Help us today to get here and stay here, O God, knowing we're the head, knowing we're your children and you love us. Help us today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And as we depart this morning, bless our going out. Father, bless our coming in and meet the need in our lives today. According to your riches and glory, by your Son, Christ Jesus, we ask all of this again this morning in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, January the 29th, 2019, in Jesus' name. And look, I realize how many, in Jesus' name, I realize how many Jesus. That's a good thing because you don't hear a lot of that today. Yeah. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. And if God has sent his Son to set us free, I'm free to use that name, Jesus. And I believe in using that name, it pleases the Father. Hallelujah. So again, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day.